I think with any technology, I like to think of it as being most advantageous when it is a tool in human hands. I think AI right now is threatening to be a replacement for human hands. So I really wanted to explore that in the novel.
That's Justin Key, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Justin C. Key is a psychiatrist and author. His previous book, The World Wasn't Ready for You, is a collection of his short stories. And his stories have also appeared in the magazine of fantasy and science fiction, among others. He joins us to talk about The Hospital at the End of the World. Justin, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us about, I'm assuming, the multiple inspirations for this novel.
Yes. So I am a practicing psychiatrist. I was a writer before I became a medical doctor, but I started writing this story my first year of medical school. Interesting thing then, I was trying to break into short stories, and there was a call for theme submissions for Cross Genres, an online magazine at the time, and their theme for that month was school. And I had just started school. So I was like, I can write about school, love science fiction. I had written in the speculative realm. So I sat down, started envisioning a world in the future and the implications of AI. And this was, you know, 12 years ago before AI had its big boom that we're seeing now. And then it's evolved since then, you know, as I've gone through medical school, gone through residency training. And now, especially now, seeing like the implications of AI, the positives, the negatives, the uncertainties, you know, it all came together. Like as I was crafting this novel, it went from being a short story to a novella, which is like a short novel. And then the last 4 years or so, its identity has been a novel. And it's really just kind of bringing it all together and bringing all, you know, the characters through the years or the things that I've learned or the things that I want to say, you know, bringing it together in kind of a cohesive whole.
Well, there's a lot going on in this novel. So what can you tell us about the plot? What are readers going to find here?
Yeah, so the novel, it follows a young medical student, Pac, in a near future, about like maybe 20 years in the future. And he's grown up in New York, which has been like the center of the AI boom. And he's applied to medical schools that have been bought by the Shepherd Organization, which is this overarching AI company. And he has really bought into AI being the future. You know, he's grown up with it. He's grown up with all the technology and the metrics and the tracking. But then his father, who is a more traditional physician, dies of a mysterious illness. And he realized that he is the next target. So he has to flee. He has to flee New York City. And he travels to New Orleans, which is the last holdout city that's refused to adopt AI. And he goes there to enroll at Hippocrates Medical School under his father's, you know, dying wish, I may say. And so there, a lot of the book navigates with Pac as he's going through the difficulties of medical school, which tap into a lot of what I experienced in medical school, while unraveling family secrets to uncover the truth of his father's mysterious death, and really go from thinking of AI as being the future of medicine to recognizing the importance of that human-to-human connection and the importance of human-led medicine.
And Pac is a very special individual. We don't want to get into spoilers, but there's a lot going on with him. And part of the themes I see in this book, one of the themes is identity. He has to figure out who he is. And that's a very complicated journey for him.
Yes. And, you know, it's a reflection of the complication of going through medical school. You know, part of the journey of going through medical school is you come in thinking that you may want to be this type of doctor or thinking that you have these reasons for coming into medicine, but those can evolve over time. You know, for example, I went into medical school thinking I was going to be a surgeon, a neurosurgeon or orthopedic surgeon. But if you ask my medical school classmates, I've been gung-ho for psychiatry from the very beginning, even though I went into medical school not having psychiatry that much on my radar at all. But we're all learning the same thing in the beginning few years, and we're learning the whole breadth of medicine. And then as you go through that, you realize a lot about yourself. You realize a lot about how you might practice medicine, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and then what you gravitate towards. So that's baked into like the heart of the novel as I've written it. And for Pac, one of the main things is that, you know, his father, the person that he's looked up to all his life, and the reason that he wants to be a doctor at the core, he sees his father as an example of like the old world, as how medicine used to be practiced. And he, at the beginning of the novel, he thinks he's going to help usher in like this new era. So his journey being at Hippocrates, at first, he thinks of it as a step back. You know, he thinks that he's going to be disadvantaged as a doctor because he's not steeped in the latest technology. And then he slowly has to kind of realize the inherent value of that human-to-human connection and leaning on his own intuition, more so where he had grown up learning to lean on a lot of the algorithm's intuition, if that makes sense.
Yeah, his father would talk about this essence, which was something that his father had been researching, but it was sort of ambiguous what exactly that meant. But then yet Pac, who seems to want to embrace all this AI, which is very impersonal, he himself has a very sort of, for lack of a better term, I'll say, empathic body that he at times senses and feels what his patients are feeling. And that's sort of the opposite of what AI was offering.
I wanted to bring that out in Pac and even exaggerate it a bit, because going through medical school, there's so much technology that you learn. There's so much information that you have to learn. But the medical school that I went to, they were very conscientious about teaching and exposing about the art of medicine. And a lot of our decision making, a lot of our care, to be honest, you know, a lot of our treatment, a lot of our healing has to do with that unspoken connection between like a doctor and a patient, has to do with a physician's intuition that, you know, the numbers all look fine, but something's off about this patient. You know, this is not normal. And that comes through, you know, years and years of experience and having seen the spectrum of how diseases or wellness can present. So I really wanted to bring that out in Pac. And by making him more in tune to this, I was then able to help move him more from where he started, which was in like the AI-centric New York, to integrating into this almost opposite New Orleans Hippocrates.
Let's talk a little bit more about the themes that you explore in this book. Like I mentioned, identity is one, but obviously AI, people who are skeptical of AI. Tell us a bit more about the themes that people are going to find here.
It's definitely a story about AI, which is more polarizing now than it was when I first started writing it. So hope versus apprehension when it comes to AI. I think with any technology, I like to think of it as being most advantageous when it is a tool in human hands. And I think AI right now is threatening to be a replacement for human hands. So I really wanted to explore that in the novel. I wanted to explore the journey of becoming a healer, going through medical school. It's all consuming. It can, you know, beat you down. It can cause isolation. It can cause questioning of self-worth, desensitization to humanity because of all that you're exposed to. And, you know, you have to go from one room where there's a negative outcome and move on to the next one and act like nothing has happened. But being able to pull back, especially as a writer, there's a lot of beauty that goes into being a healer for a person, that goes into like the trust that comes from being a doctor. Even though he's not on the page as much as he's in my mind, like that father-son relationship, you know, I really wanted to make that a potent one, just as a father myself, and just also something that can help ground Pac as he goes through his journey. So there's definitely a theme of this innate ability of the human connection, you know, and one of the things that I bring out in the book is this idea of essence, you know, and it's something that is fictional in the book, but could prove to, you know, in the future to actually be something. For example, we have dark matter, and it's something that very smart scientists out there would tell you, we know it exists, you know, we know it has effects on the universe, but we can't show it to you. We can't quantify it, et cetera, et cetera. And I was thinking of that when I was thinking about the essence, like this innate value from human to human connection that can't be duplicated. So those are some of the themes that I really wanted to explore, and I hope readers find in this book.
And obviously, I got themes of things like friendship and even little things, well, not so little things in the book, but it seems like going through the pandemic impacted this book as well, because there was not too many spoilers, but let me just say that there was a disease that was spreading, and it could have gone worldwide. You'll have to read the book to find out whether it does or not. But how we handle those sort of things now and in the future also comes into play in the book.
The genesis of the disease, it started, I had the idea before the pandemic, but then very naturally was informed on the level of society's response and on the level of when there's a threat to society as a whole, or when things are moving fast, what players may take advantage of that? What technologies may take advantage of that? Who shapes the narrative? And then how does that affect the trust and the buy-in of the people that society is trying to treat? You know, so that's very much, you know, going through that time with the pandemic definitely has its footprints all over the book. Whereas I'm also try very hard not to make it a pandemic book, because, you know, who wants to go back to that?
Exactly. Besides being an engaging read, what do you hope people will take from this novel?
I hope that they will take from it the importance of community, friendship, love, trust, because I very much did want to have humanity be in this novel, because going through medical training, that is the biggest thing that's at risk, losing that, like through just the grueling nature of medical training. And going through, I wouldn't have been able to do it without my friends, without my mentors, without those moments where you find some levity, you know, amongst all of the sadness and the heaviness. So I really wanted to make that present in the novel. And I really tried to bring that out with Pac and his interactions with his classmates, and then also show just the range of people that can go on and become healers, become doctors. I think one of the things that always stuck out to me was that going through medicine, outside looking in, people would think, oh, it takes somebody very special to go through medicine. And I actually think that it can be more inclusive. I think that a lot of the values and a lot of the things that people can bring to the table could be very beneficial to have in physicians, as opposed to someone who's just able to kind of memorize or do best at test taking, et cetera, et cetera. So I really wanted to kind of bring that out in the cast of characters that I show, to show that, you know, physicians can be all different types of people, and also to maybe encourage different people who might think that they couldn't go into medicine. You know, maybe it could be for me.
Justin, there's a question I like to ask authors of fiction, and it's this. If you could spend a day in real life with one of the characters from your novel, who would it be and why?
Okay, let's see. I would say Philando, just, you know, as father to father, and just how much he cared for his son, and also how much he had to teach. You know, I think that we didn't get to see enough of his perspective, what he's learned from being in, you know, New York for at least like the past 20 years, and seeing AI progress, seeing AI take over. And he comes from that time of before. So I feel like he has probably a lot of wisdom and a lot of insight from watching it, not from afar, but, you know, close up, while continuing with his values. And I just get the sense that he's a cool dad, you know, the cool dad I aspire to be. So I would say Philando.
What's next for you?
So I'm definitely been continuing to write. I would love to write more in this world, you know, if I have the opportunity to, you know, medical school is 4 years. I have been working on a horror novel that is a blend of science fiction as well, researching into quantum mechanics and multiple universes, trying not to kind of get too much into the cliche of multiple universes recently, but thinking about the implications of the science and how it could really like manifest, and blending that with horror. And I have some short stories that I've been working on, some that will be coming out this year, but very excited to be a novelist, to have this novel out in the world, and definitely have a lot more novels in me.
Well, congratulations on this novel. It's The Hospital at the End of the World by Justin C. Key. Justin, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. This has been amazing.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.